We're learning the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We'll continue on item 23. You can find the article in our website. You can also ask questions there. Rav, the team of the content wants to update you that because of your request yesterday to about the previous series of the preface, there are many series we had during the years. During the day, we'll send a recommendation to certain good lessons with the drawings.
Please send them to me as well.
Of course.
So, preface, item 23.
So we're continuing on item 23 from the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yet, we must still find out why it is that when the Kli of Malchut, Bchina Daled, is missing from the Masach, it lacks the light of Keter. And when the Kli of Tiferet is missing, it lacks the light of Chochmah, etc. It seems as though it should have been the opposite, that when the Kli Malchut, Bchina Daled, is absent in the Masach, only the light of Malchut should be missing in the level. And it would have the four lights of Kachab and Tiferet. Also, in the absence of the two Kelim, Prina Gimel and Prina Daled, it would lack the lights of Tiferet and Malchut. And the level would have the three lights, Kachab, etc.
Please read it again.
Again. Item 23. Yet, we must still find out why it is that when the Kli of Malchut, Bchina Daled, is missing from the Masach, it lacks the light of Keter. And when the Kli of Tiferet is missing, it lacks the light of Chochmah, etc. It seems as though it should have been the opposite. That when the Kli of Malchut, Bchina Daled, is absent in the Masach, only the light of Malchut would be missing in the level. And it would have the four lights, Kachab and Tiferet. Also, in the absence of the two Kelim, Bchina Gimel and Bchina Daled, it would lack the lights of Tiferet and Malchut. And the level would have the three lights, Kachab.
Meaning, what is the question? We have what we call an inverse relationship between the light and the vessels. The coarser the vessel, the more egoistic, the farther it is from the Creator. But the coarser the vessel, yet still has a screen over its coarseness, then it's closer to the Creator. According to the condition, he who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. Therefore, we need to see in the spiritual vessel, not only its coarseness, how coarse it is, but to what extent it is under the screen. He may have some great desires. He wishes to acquire the whole world, but he has a screen over that desire to acquire the whole world. It's not that he doesn't want to. He wants the whole world. We're not owners of our desire. We can do nothing with it, but we can use it differently. Depends on the direction in which we turn this desire. Where is it more important to us? So our work is not on limiting the desire, but on the importance. What will be important in our eyes? What's important? Either this life is important or spiritual life. Either Pharaoh, for whom I work, or the Creator. This is what it's about. The work is not against the egoistic desire. It's not against the will to receive. The work is on how do I use my will to receive? How am I going to work with it? Consequently, we have the coarseness in the kli, in the malchut, in the desire, from smallest to the greatest. And if I have the screen, if I have the ability to work with the desire correctly, then the greater the desire, the greater the things I can do with it. Let's say I have $1 billion. Then I can have a good time with this $1 billion and burn it away in Las Vegas on the one hand. On the other hand, the same $1 billion, I can make some great corrections in the world. All depends on how I use it. It's not the $1 billion that determines it, but the direction. So we can't say that it's bad to be an egoist. On the contrary, the greater the ego, the better it can be, on the condition he knows how to use it. That's why we're never speaking about the correction of the ego, but the correction of the how we use the ego. We're not talking about a person being pure, want nothing. This is the concept in some belief systems, some religions. If a person wants nothing, he's so pure, he's almost like a ghost, and he's got nothing. And then he's righteous. No, he's not righteous. Not righteous. The righteous is the one who doesn't need more than the minimum to exist for him, for his family, and with all the rest of his great desire, he works and he overcomes this desire more and more for the sake of humanity. I see that. Oh, the question. PT19.
What does it mean that there is no kli of malchut in the masach of Bchina Dalet? What does it mean that there is no kli of malchut?
A lack of a vessel, meaning there's no disclosure of the coarseness of Bchina Dalet. Bishkek.
Бишкек.
Экран. Мы человек создает экран или Творец дает экран? Это первое. Второе это.
Does man make the screen or does the creator give the screen? That's the first question. The second is the screen individual?
The screen is a power that allows one to not work with the ego as it is, but to work with it for the sake of the other. Period. To work with my powers for the sake of the other is what we call work with the screen. Kiev 2.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот согласно того, что вы сказали, что мы не уменьшаем эгоизм.
Yes, dear Rav. According to what you said, that we don't decrease the ego, rather we increase or enlarge the Creator. There's something that bothers me all day long. What does it mean that I can put a masach and make the Creator bigger? How can I use it correctly?
When you wish to use your concern, your worry, for the sake of humanity, for the sake of the Creator, that's how you turn your problem from you outwards. When you ask the Creator to be your partner in this, because you wish to benefit humanity with this action. Now, the fact that together with that, you might want to benefit or rather to make what you need for you and your family, meaning necessities, that's not taken into consideration. That's neither praised nor condemned. That's fine.
Изначально страсть там или то, что тебя беспокоит, оно как бы в принципе не имеет значения, да? То есть имеет значение только как я над этим Творцом связываюсь.
Whatever concerns you in the onset is not important. What's important is
the important thing is how about all the disturbances I connect through the group, maybe through humanity, to the Creator. Israel, Oraita, Kucha, Brichu, or one. Israel is you. Oraita is the organization of the entire Kli. And Kucha, Brichu is that which needs to fill this Kli. You wish to reach that unity, that unification. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. Good morning. All we're learning now is all the work of the light. It's not by man. When do we start learning about our perspective of the work?
All of our work is to be integrated in the Ten and in the Creator. We have no other work. A personal work in spirituality means that you are included in the general soul.
This I understand. I'm asking about the lessons themselves. What should be my approach during the lesson? To know these things, to remember the systems. We've learned this many times.
Nothing is correct. With everything I hear, I understand, even make mistakes. Through all those things, I wish to be connected to the group and the Creator. Period. Anyone escaping or running away from these simple principles simply disappears from the horizon. Baltic one.
Можно ли связать то, о чем раньше говорили, сейчас? То есть, если я выясняю...
Can we connect what we were talking about previously with what we're talking now? Meaning, how can I act if I'm scrutinizing how I should act towards humanity? So that's my dialogue with the Creator. Are these two things equal?
Yes, for now. Only PT 18.
No.
Shomimoti? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I heard about the correction of the right usage of the ego. What does that mean?
Don't understand.
I heard you say correction of the right usage of the ego. My question is, what does that mean?
It means that we have to learn how to use the ego correctly.
Thank you very much. I'm very thankful to you.
We have nothing else with which to work. We only have the ego. As much as we can ascribe it to the work of the Creator, this is our place of excellence, our measure of excellence. BBUK.
Forgive me if I misunderstood, but can the Kli be connected to the light without any having to do with reception and bestowal?
It can't be that a vessel will be connected to the light if it's neither in reception nor in bestowal. No. Okay, we continue.
Yes, we'll continue from item 24. The answer is that there is always an inverse relation between the lights and the vessels. in the kelim, in the vessels, the higher ones grow first in the patsuf, first keter, then the kli of chokhmah, etc., and the kli of malchut grows last. This is why we name the kelim by the order Kachab Tum, from above downward, as this is the nature of their growth. It is to the contrary with the lights. In the lights, the lower lights are the first to enter the Patsuf. First enters Nefesh, which is the light of Malchut, then Ruach, which is the light of Zeranpin, etc. And the light of Yechida is the last to enter. This is why we name the lights by the order Naran Chai, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya Yechida, from below upward, as this is the order by which they enter, from below upward. Thus, when only one kli has grown in the patsuf, which is necessarily the highest kli, keter, the light of yechida related to that kli does not enter the patsuf, but only the lowest light, the light of nefesh. Thus, the light of nefesh clothes the kli of keter. When two kelim grow in the patsuf, which are the highest two, keter and chokhmah, the light of ruach enters it as well. At that time, the light of nefesh descends from the kli of keter to the kli of chokhmah, and the light of ruach clothes the kli of keter. Similarly, when the third kli grows in the patsuf, the kli of bina, the light of neshama enters it. At that time, the light of nefesh descends from the kli of chokhmah to the kli of bina, the light of ruach to the kli of chokhmah, and the light of neshama clothes the kli of keter. When a fourth kli grows in the patsuf, the kli of tiferet, the light of chaya enters the patsuf. Then the light of nefesh descends from the kli of bina to the kli of tiferet, the light of ruach to the kli of bina, the light of neshama to the kli of chokhmah, and the light of chaya to the kli of keter. And when the fifth kli grows in the patsuf, the kli of malchut, the light of yechida enters it. At that time, all the lights enter their respective kelim. The light of nefesh descends from the kli of tiferet to the kli of malchut, the light of ruach to the kli of tiferet, the light of neshama to the kli of bina, the light of chaya to the kli of chokhmah, and the light of yechida to the kli of keter.
Is this clear? Questions, please. Meaning, what's happening here is that when we begin to fill the kli, it turns out that we have nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. But we start from nefesh, then nefesh, ruach, neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida.
If you
only have aviyut of shorish, coarseness 0, 1, 2, 3, and 4. These are the degrees of coarseness. And that's how the light leaves. And it's the light of Ein Sof. The light and the kli separates these lights into Naran Chai according to the 5 degrees of coarseness in the kli. Please.
Mak.
Доброе утро, Ров. А вот мы всегда, когда рисуем.
Good morning. Rav, when we draw the kli, we simply draw the masach, the screen above it, but the screen surrounds it from all directions. So it turns out that in this whole structure, there's only light and masach, and nothing else.
In this entire structure, you have a will to receive, restriction, and screen.
It turns out that creation is the screen.
The principal part of creation is the screen, the measure of equivalence of form between the desire and the light. That's the screen.
Does the created being include the light in him, or does the light clothe in him?
Does the creature include in itself the light? No, it's only desire. And all the changes on the desire come to it from the upper light, from the Creator.
Москва 3.
Москва 3.
Раф, если я правильно понимаю, первая духовная ступень — это Авиут Шорош.
Раф, if I understand correctly, the first spiritual degree has the Авиут Шорош course, root coarseness. Can you interpret root coarseness?
What does that mean, coarseness on the level zero? We're not talking about the coarseness, but rather the coarseness in the screen, since without the screen we have nothing. So a screen with the coarseness zero means it wants to receive nothing that can separate him from the Creator. Doesn't have any way of receiving in order to bestow, doing anything, but not to receive, that he can stop himself from that, and he stands in this place. This is coarseness level zero. He wants nothing more. He's satisfied with that. Let's say this is the vessel. The pleasure comes. Ta'anug.
Ta'anug. Magia. Or
the light,
or
and the Kli says, I want nothing. I want nothing. Can be empty inside.
Rek.
Empty.
Ani.
I try to be without any fulfillment, because for me, to be the most important thing is to be the one who does not receive. This is coarseness level zero.
А что такое тогда кли кетер и свет нефеш, он же получает...
What is the кли of кетер and the light?
This is later when we have ten сфирот and many lights. Then we can talk about the сфирот, the lights, light of нефеш and so on. For now, that's how it is. Simply do not receive and do not want anything. For me, it's total disconnection from the pleasures, not to work with my will to receive. I'm already on a certain level of identification with the Creator. That's it.
Kiev 2.
Kiev 2.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот продолжая вот этот вопрос, то есть есть у меня...
Dear Rav, to continue this question, I have root coarseness, and I want nothing for myself. Before me, there are 9 sefirot, and we say this is my 10. Before me is the Creator, Keter, and that's above everyone. Why is there an increment of lights? Thanks to what? Because of extra integration in the 10?
If I work with this level 0 of coarseness and I have only the light of Nefesh, how do I grow further? Through the growing of my egoistic desire. That's it. That's what grows my egoistic desire. That's it.
And what I want is to hold on to this state of receiving nothing.
I constantly hold myself on the level of the restriction. I want nothing for myself. But what I'm willing to do is only for the sake of the Creator, to give Him contentment. If I can receive for His sake, then I do it. If I can't, then I don't. But it's His benefit determines what I do.
Last question. And I examine, is it worth to receive or not? According to what? According to the extent that I can hold on to the connection with Him? That reception won't throw me away from the connection?
I try to be adhered to the Creator, and from adhesion with Him, I check myself. This will come from experience. Rehovot.
Rav, why is the division in a way that the vessels arrange from above downwards, kachaptum, and the lights, we say that...
Why the inverse relation between lights and vessels? The coarser the vessel, the light becomes greater, but the light appears not in the coarsest vessel, but in the purest vessel. This is the thing that was very difficult for Kabbalists to reveal and tough to understand. Look, Rabash gives a few examples here. But in truth, try to think about it by yourself, without looking for these examples. It's important. If the vessel is greater, coarser, more vicious, then in the correction of this ego, this great vicious ego, he can then perform very beautiful, very special actions. And through these actions, he can bestow to the whole world. Try to put together such words for it. He who is greater than his friend. Right? Let's say that billionaire who has $100 billion and he wants to dedicate it to the entire world. How much he can do, how many good things he can do with his ego, and how much someone who makes $10 can do. So there's a difference, right? There is a difference. Meaning, he who is greater than his friend, his desire is greater. Everything is according to the desire, to the size of the desire. Accordingly, a person can work, both in reception and in bestowal. So, our egoistic desire doesn't get purified, doesn't disappear. It simply gives us the possibility for turning it from reception to bestowal. And this is excellent. This is what's so good about it. Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Рав, а можно ли нам умышленно работать над увеличением своего авиюта?
Рав, can we work in a aware way to increase our avyut and then to correct it, or we just work with the desires as they appear?
I can't work with undeveloped desires. How can I know what is developing and what is not? I take only that which opens.
No.
But we have what's revealed, meaning artificially to develop the will to receive in order to later correct it. Or whatever comes, that's what I work with.
I cannot invite bigger desires, smaller desires. I have no problem with the desire. Whatever the Creator gives, that's what I have to use. I can't use any desire that I think are worthwhile for me to use. I also cannot, don't need to learn how to receive such desires from others who have it and I don't. No, the important thing is to locate what I receive from the Creator and turn those to be used to the right usage in the ten. And when I want to turn them, to invert them in the ten, I can ask for the screen that will show me how to correctly use them, and I receive the strength from above, how much I can give up on myself for the sake of the ten and how much I can't. And the way I arrange the ten for the sake of the Creator, this is considered my bestowal to the Creator. That's how it works. Clear?
Волга.
Рав, проясните, пожалуйста. Вот ранее мы говорили о таком понятии, как пахинот.
If you can please explain. Previously we said that these pachinot become sfirot. When do these pachinot become sfirot?
These are the parts inside the kli. Pachinot that I start working with, I have to process them using the restriction screen and reflected light. And inside the reflected light that I establish, the direct light comes from above, clothed in the reflected light, and these pachinot become sfirot, from the word sapir, illuminating, shining. They're filled with light. Beforehand, they were simple desires. Now they are desires that are in contact, in accordance with the Creator, and that's why they shine. Maybe we should read something from the last generation. Go ahead.
Let's first sing a song together.
Everything's gonna be alright. The sun will shine. L'or shechoder achshav el haneshama. Vienen y fuertes nos harán. Por eso, amigo, debes aguantar.
Y es nayo, estoy es bien.
No destruiste dañar.
Le amshich, kadima. Lo le habit le achor. Adelante, adelante. Nuevo día brillará.
Shich kadima, yes. hill. There's no more heart of stone. All the trouble already had gone. Bechol makom, bechol katze, nagish et ha'am ha'chaim. Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших קדימה ישר אל האור. Adelante, adelante, con fuego en tus ojos ya. Yeah, keep moving, keep moving, until the sun will rise. Sun will rise. Продвигайся, продвигайся, где граница света и тень. Лямших кадима ישר